感谢神，晚上，赶到我们园林教会跟弟兄姐妹一起聚会。
Thank God for the opportunity for me to come to Garden Grove Church to have service with everyone.
晚上查经聚会，我们看约翰二书，约翰二书。
And tonight we will study the book of Second John.
约翰二书。
Second John.
约翰二书，这个是约翰长老写信给教会。
And the book of Second John is a letter that Elder John wrote to the church.
我们把这封书信呢，我们来看一遍。
And we will read this book once.
这个是约翰很想念教会的弟兄姐妹。
And in this book, Elder John dearly misses the brothers and sisters of the church.
还有很多话要跟他们讲。
And he has many things to say to them.
但是他希望见面的时候谈。
But he wished for them to see them face to face and to say these things.
还没有去之前呢，先写这一封短信。
And prior to seeing them face to face, he wrote this short epistle.
我现在看一看他。
Let us read Second John.
这里说做长老的写信给蒙拣选的太太，就是教会，和他的儿女，就是我诚心所爱的，不但我爱，也是一切知道真理之人所爱的。他说爱你们是为真理的缘故。
Verse 2.
这真理存在我们里面，也必永远与我们同在。恩惠怜悯平安从父神和他儿子耶稣基督在真理和爱心上必常与我们同在。这一段我们看他说，教会这些神的儿女是他诚心所爱的。
And in these three verses we see that the church is what John loves dearly.
这个诚心所爱的就是因真理的缘故这种爱。
And the type of love that John has is a love in truth.
因为诚实就是真理。
Because he loves them in truth.
在约翰一书里面呢，约翰提到说，没有虚谎是从真理出来的。
And in the book of 1 John, he mentions that there is no lie that comes out of truth.
所以他说是我诚心所爱的。
And so John says that he loves the church in truth.
他说不但我爱，也是一切知道真理之人所爱的。
He says not only I, but also all those who have known the truth.
可见这个爱是从真理出来的。
And indeed, we see that his love stems out of truth.
不是一般的世上的这种爱。
And it is not the love we are familiar with in this world.
世上的爱是属于情爱，就是感情这种情爱。
Because the love of this world pertains to relationships.
情爱是很有限的。
And this kind of relationship is very limited.
它也有各种不同的性质。
And there are a lot of restrictions and limitations.
而且都是短暂的。
And all of it is very temporary.
这也是属肉的一种爱。
And it is a love of the flesh.
这里是真理的爱。
But the love he mentions here is a love in truth.
因为知道真理，所以才会有这样的爱心。
And because he knows the truth, therefore he has this type of love.
第二节说，爱你们是为真理的缘故。
And verse 2 he says, because of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever.
那为什么会爱他们？
How come John loves the church?
因为这个真理就存在我们里面。
It is because the truth abides in us.
也必永远与我们同在。
And this truth will be with us forever.
所以一个人一定首先要有真理。存在里面。
So first of all, a person must possess truth.
他才可能发出这一种属灵的爱。
In order to manifest this kind of spiritual love.
所以有些人的爱并不是出于这个真理。
And we understand that the love of some people does not pertain to this truth.
所以那种爱会改变。
And so this kind of love will be changing.
有时候那种爱是经不起考验的。
And at times, this love cannot withstand trials.
会随着环境啊，时间啊，会改变。
Because as a result of time and environment, it is subject to change.
世上的爱都是这样子的,
and this is characteristic of all the love in the world.
但是呢，这种真理的爱是不会改变。
But the love and truth is unchanging.
不会因为时间、因为环境啊关系来改变。
It will not change or be affected by time or by environment.
所以它是永远与我们同在。
And therefore, it will be with us forever.
下面有提到说神的恩惠、怜悯、平安要从父神和他儿子耶稣基督啊，要常与我们同在。
Verse 3 says, grace, mercy, and peace will be with you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
那约翰特别提到说，在真理和爱心上。
And he particularly mentions in truth and love.
神的这些恩典、怜悯、平安啊。
And God's grace, mercy, and peace.
会常与我们同在。
Will be with us continually.
但是呢，它是在真理和爱心上。
But it exists in truth and in love.
所以真理和爱心呢，其实这个就是我们信仰的主体。
And so the truth and love is the main focus of our faith.
如果没有信心呢，就不会有这些东西。
If we are without faith, there will be no truth and no love.
我们所相信的是真理。
And what we believe is founded upon the truth.
那我们所 表现出来的是爱心。
And what we manifest is considered love.
这个就是真的信仰。
And this is true faith.
主耶稣说神的道就是真理。
And God said that the Jesus said that the word of God is the truth.
这个道就是生命的道。
And this is the way of life.
它是活泼有功效的。
And this has living hope.
它会改变一个人。
And it has the power to change somebody.
如果一个人没有因信被生命的道改变，改变我们的生命。
And if someone is not changed as a result of their faith,
我们不可能有这种爱心的。
We will not have or possess this kind of love.
所以我们有时候看说啊，教会的弟兄姐妹之间呢，还是很缺乏这种真理的爱。
And so sometimes we may feel that the brothers and sisters in church are lacking in this kind of true love.
那就显明我们信心的不足。
And this shows that our faith is not made perfect.
因为信心不足，所以生命的道在我们里头啊，没有力量。
Because we do not have sufficient faith, and so this true love has not been manifested in our daily lives.
表现不出来。
And we will not be able to show this love.
但是我们属肉的这种情爱啊，却是比较强。
So it seems like the fleshly love is stronger.
那我们知道属肉的情爱一定是爱我所爱的，厌恶我所厌恶的。
But we know that this type of worldly and fleshly love loves whom we love and hates whom we hate.
这个是没有办法去勉强的。
And this is something that cannot be forced.
人绝对改变不了。
And as individuals, we are unable to change this.
你要装也装不自然。
And if we want to fake this love, we cannot do so.
但是如果说我们里面这个真理啊，生命的道啊，我们有足够的信心啊，But
if we have,
它就很强。
But if we have sufficient faith, then this love will be real and will be strong.
这个很自然表现出这种真理的爱。
And it will be easy for us to manifest this true love.
它真的会很诚心去爱仇敌的。
We will have a love that is genuine even towards our enemies.
真的会出于非常的真诚啊，为仇敌祷告的。
And we will even pray very genuinely and sincerely for our enemies.
绝对不是嘴上说一说的。
And it will not be this temporary and fleshly love.
一定会能够像主耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，他们所做的他们不知道。
And it will be, we will be like Jesus, and we'll be able to say, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they do.
这个是出于真理，很自然就会表现出来。
And this is a natural manifestation of true love.
那我们知道真理跟信心呢，是一体的两面。
And we know that the truth and our faith is two parts of the same equation.
对，我们常常讲信心的。
And so we often talk about our faith.
信心就是真理。
And our faith is the truth.
真理会像主耶稣啊，就是真理。
We will have truth because we reflect Jesus Christ.
他是生命的道。
And he is the way of life.
道是属灵的。
And this way is spirit. 真
理也是属灵的。
And this truth is also spirit.
因为约翰说圣灵就是真理。
Because John says that the Holy Spirit is the truth.
那属灵的是生命。
And what is spiritual is gives us life.
爱心是显明出来的。
And as a result, love will be manifested.
所以成为肉身来的这个耶稣就是爱。
And so Jesus in the form of flesh is a form of love.
所以我们看到的、摸到的、体验到的都是爱。
And so what we see, what we experience, and what we feel is love.
所以我们所认识的神就是爱。
And the God that we know and understand is love as well.
主耶稣说：“你们看见我就看见父。”
And Jesus says that if you see me, you see the Father.
哎，你们认识我就认识父。
If you understand me, you understand the Father.
那是什么意思？
And what is the meaning of this?
就是爱。
It is love.
所以约翰呢说，神就是爱。
And so John said that God is love.
那这个爱怎么显明出来？
And how is this love shown to us?
成为肉身来就是耶稣。
It is shown to us in the flesh in the form of Jesus.
所以今天如果我们真的心中有耶稣，有这个真理，属灵这个真理。
And so today in our hearts, if we have this truth,
那我们一定会有这样的爱心。
If we have the spiritual truth, then we will have this love as well.
那我们心中真理会存在我们心里，充满在我们心里，那就要全看我们的信心了。
And if this truth is displayed in our hearts, then it is a matter of our faith.
所以我们栽培弟兄姐妹的信心呢，就栽培这个信心。
And so, as brothers and sisters, we need to perfect and improve our faith.
有这个信心呢，那就很自然会有这种爱心显明出来啊。
If we have the sort of faith, then we will display the sense of love.
所以约翰说，用这种神的这些恩惠、怜悯、平安呢，就在真理和爱心上常常跟我们同在。
So John mentions that grace, mercy, and peace abides in truth and love and abides with us always.
也就是说，只要我们有对真理有这样的信心，那我们自然有这种爱心的表现。
What this means is that if we have a faith in this truth, then we will manifest this love.
在我们中间呢，就不会缺少神的恩惠、神的怜悯和神的平安。
And amongst us, we will not be lacking in grace and mercy or in peace.
这一段呢，应该是这样的意思啊。
And this is the meaning of verse 3.
那现在我们再看下面第二段啊。
And now let us look at the second section.
第二段说，我见你的儿女啊，有照我们从父所受之命令遵行真理的，就甚欢喜。说太太啊，我现在劝你，我们大家要彼此相爱，这并不是我写一条新命令给你，乃是我们从起初所受的命令，我们若照他的命令行，这就是爱。你们从起初所听见当行的，就是这命令。这一段呢，就在讲这个。真理跟爱心它的关系。
And verse 4 to 6 mentions the relationship between truth and love.
他说看到弟兄姐妹啊能照父所受使徒们呢从父所受的这个命令。
And in verse 4 he mentions that he sees some of the children walking in the truth that they have received from the commandment.
遵行真理。
That they have walked in the truth.
哇，这句话我们给它连起来看看。
And if we put this phrase together,
主耶稣赐给使徒们一条新的命令，就是叫我们彼此相爱。
And Jesus gave his apostles a new commandment, and it is to love one another.
好，那么这一条命令使徒们就传给我们这些教会弟兄姐妹。
And this is the commandment that they taught and preached to the churches.
这弟兄姐妹就遵行这个真理。
And these brothers and sisters walked in the truth.
遵行这个真理就是彼此相爱。
The meaning of walking in the truth was to love one another.
所以这个真理在心里头，然后这个彼此相爱，这个命令就是行为，就是表现。所以要遵行真理， 那就是彼此相爱。
The truth was in their hearts, and they manifested this love through their love with one another.
所以现在要按照真理啊来实行，那就是说，现在我劝你，我们大家都要彼此相爱。
In verse 5, he pleads with the church that everyone has to love one another.
啊，这一条命令啊，并不是哈约翰啊。
And this commandment was not a new commandment written from John.
这个是他们从起初啊，是他们从起初主耶稣亲自啊啊吩咐他们的。
But rather, it was a commandment written to them in the beginning, given to them by Jesus.
啊，如果我们照他的命令行啊，这就是爱。
And if we walk in this truth, then we love one another.
他的命令就是根据真理的命令。
And this commandment is aligned with the truth.
所以根据真理命令就是彼此相爱。
And because it is aligned with the truth, it means that they love one another.
所以我们遵行这条命令，这个就是爱。
And so to walk in the truth, it means to possess love.
所以主耶稣说，爱我的必遵守我的命令。
So Jesus said that those who love me must follow my commandments.
爱我就是爱真理嘛。
Because those who love me love the truth.
就会遵守主耶稣的命令。
And as a result, they will abide by Jesus' commandments.
所以遵守这个命令就是遵行真理嘛。
So to walk in truth is to abide by his commandment means to walk in truth.
所以这个使徒啊，约翰他一再反复强调的就是这一条命令是主耶稣所吩咐的。
And Apostle John continues to stress that this commandment was given by Jesus.
它是从真理出来的。
And it was given and made out of truth.
主耶稣说，我就是真理。
Because Jesus said that he was the truth.
从真理出来的一条新的命令就是彼此相爱。
And the commandment that stems from the truth is to love one another.
感谢神。
And thank God.
我们遵守这一条命令就是爱。
Because if we abide by this commandment, it means that we possess love.
爱就是爱主耶稣了。
And this type of love means that we love Jesus.
遵守这条命令就是爱真理，爱主耶稣。
And to abide by this commandment means to love the truth and to love Jesus.
所以这种爱是不会看人的。
And so this type of love does not look at other people.
因为你跟我什么关系，这个是都不会有这种问题存在。
And it does not consider relationships between different people.
是因为真理。的缘故，所以我就会爱他，爱你，爱他。
But it stems out of truth, and as a result, we love everybody.
他是会排除啊人的之间的那种关系。
And it is not subject to change between the relationships of different people.
是因真理的缘故。
But it only matters is truth.
那现在从真理这样的出来这条命令啊，叫我们彼此相爱。
And so the truth. A commandment stemmed out of truth, and it told us to love one another.
那这种爱是主耶稣的爱，就是说主耶稣怎么样爱我们每一个人，那我们每一个人都按照这个爱彼此相爱，是这样子。
Because his love stems from Jesus, we see how Jesus loves everyone, and we must follow suit.
这个就是从真理出来的爱。
And this is a love that stems out of truth.
这种爱没有负担的。
And this love does not have any type of burdens.
其他的爱都有负担。
Whereas other types of love has burdens.
如果我们有这种真理的爱，没有负担，很轻松，很快乐。
But we have, if we have this kind of true love, there's no burden. It's very easy.
不管是爱人的还是被爱的，都一样，都没有负担。
Regardless of whether we are loving others or being loved, there are no burdens.
这个我深深的会有很深的感受。
And this particular part touches me greatly.
我到处去啊，很多弟兄姐妹啊，表现出他们的爱心。
And everywhere I have traveled, I have seen the love of the brothers and sisters.
如果说这个是人的关系的话，那我就有负担。
And if this is a matter of relationship, then I feel some sort of burden.
因为很多弟兄姐妹，连他名字我都记不起来。
Because towards some brothers and sisters, I cannot even remember their names.
这个怎么讲得过去？
And if I don't remember their names, then we don't have any sort of relationship.
如果是依人的来层面来说的话，那我这个是太不应该哈。
And if we talk about it from a human perspective, then it is I am doing something wrong.
但是我知道,
but I know that these brothers and sisters love God. And God does not forget their names.
但是我会忘记,
even though I remember, forget their names. And because of this, I do not have any burdens.
不然的话我就负担, 最少要给人家写一个, 感谢, 感谢啊,
otherwise, I might feel burdened or compelled to write some kind of thank you note.
但是感谢神,
but thank God.
主耶稣不会忘记, 主耶稣也会, 记念他的爱心,
Jesus does not forget their names, and Jesus will remember their love.
感谢主,
and thank the Lord.
所以保罗说,
and so Paul said that I bring to you grace.
啊, 那个恩典是什么?
And what is this grace?
就是去了地方啊, 弟兄姐妹啊, 按真理啊, 爱他。
And this grace is this love that the brothers and sisters show because of truth.
神的恩典就临到他们。
And as a result, the grace of God
因为主耶稣,
is bestowed to them.
主耶稣说, 爱我的, 我必爱他。
Because Jesus said that those who love me, 啊, I will love.
天父也爱他。
The Father will love them too.
双倍的,
and this blessing is twofold.
所以说我们今天, 如果明白这个真理啊, 那真的是很快乐,
and if we understand the truth today, we will be very joyous.
彼此相爱, 不但是没有负担, 而且会啊, 啊, 加倍的恩典临到我们。
Not only if we love one another, not only do we feel burdenless, but we will also be added grace.
我们真的会像主耶稣说的, 让他的喜乐存在我们心里, 而且这种喜乐可以满足,
and truly we'll feel the joy and the blessings of God, and this blessing will be very joyous.
好, 那这两段就是在说明这个真理,
and these two sections are mentioning this truth.
那现在我们看第三段,
and now we'll look at the third section.
第三段呢, 就是这里说, 因为啊,
Verse
7. 这里提到说,那个时候,使徒末期的时候,有这种敌基督的出来。
And in verse 7, it mentions that at the time there were antichrists.
那这个敌基督的是迷惑人的。
And these antichrists were there to deceive people.
当时他的那种, 似是而非的道理,
and they were there to deceive people and to preach heresy.
他们不相信啊, 耶稣是神成为肉身来的,
for they do not believe that Jesus Christ was coming in the flesh.
然后太初有道, 道成了肉身, 住在我们中间, 匆匆忙忙有恩典有真理。
And they did not believe that this truth and this way abided in our hearts.
他们不相信这个。
This was a fact they did not acknowledge.
所以这个就否定了这个, 神的真理。
And so this went against the truth of God.
今天我们所信的, 尤其是约翰啊, 他最强调这一点。
And what we believe today, what John continues to stress.
他在约翰一书第四章那里说，第五章那里说， 那个胜了世界的是谁呢？
And what he mentions in John 5, who is victorious over the world?
不是那相信耶稣基督是神儿子的吗？
Is it not those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
那敌基督的就是要把这个火定掉。
And those who are antichrist are against this fact.
那世界是他在掌握嘛。
And the world is in their possession.
如果把这一点否定掉, 他就没有问题了, 我们就胜不过他了。
But if we will not be victorious over them, if this is not the truth.
今天我们, 从神生的, 能胜过世界。
But those who are of Jesus will be able to be victorious over the world.
是因为我们对主耶稣是神的儿子这种信心。
It is because we have the faith that Jesus is the Son of God.
那话说你看敌基督的他就要把这个信心弄掉。
And so these antichrists in verse 7 are against this very fact.
这个是约翰特别提醒的。
And this is a special reminder from John.
好,那下面说,你们要小心啊,不要失去你们所做的功,乃要得着满足的赏赐。
In verse 8, look to yourselves that we do not lose these things we worked for, but that we may receive a full reward.
小心就是要很谨慎, 不要受迷惑。
What this means is that we must be very sober-minded and to not lose ourselves.
才不会失去我们所做的工。
So that we will not lose the work that we have already done.
所做的工是什么?
And what is this work?
就是爱心啊。
This work is the love that we have.
按照真理所做的爱心的功夫啊。
The love that we have already shown as a result of the truth.
这个是有赏赐的。
And this is something that will grant us a full reward.
而且会有满足的赏赐。
And not only a reward, but a full reward.
所以说我们要谨慎。
So we have to look to ourselves.
把这个真理啊，这个改变掉。
And we must acknowledge this truth.
很自然，那种真理出来的爱心也就没有了。
Because without this truth, then we will not have this true love.
所以真理是很重要。And
so we see that truth is very important.
要真的明白真理，而且对真理有充足的信心。
To understand the truth and to have full faith towards this truth.
才有可能发出这种。 基督的爱来啊,
in order to display the love of God.
那所做的功呢，就会得到满足的赏赐。
That we may receive a full reward.
那下面说第九节说,
verse 9,
凡越过基督的教训，不常守着的，就没有神。
Verse 9, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God.
那常守着教训的，就有父又有子。
And he who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son.
越过基督的教训。
And those who abides in the doctrine of Christ.
主耶稣对门徒说,
Jesus has told his disciples.
你们去奉我的名去使万民做我的门徒。
To preach the gospel in his name.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And what I have taught to you, tell them to follow.
那我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And I will abide with you until the ends of the earth.
所以今天我们要有主耶稣常与我们同在。
And today we also must have Jesus abiding with us.
一定是要遵守主耶稣的教训。
And to do this, we must walk in his teaching and his truth.
那么这里约翰特别提到的是，不越过基督的教训。
And John especially states that who abides in the doctrine of Christ,
那就没有神了。
And those who do not do so does not have God.
那主耶稣的教训呢, 他就把它归纳成为一条新的命令, 彼此相爱。
In God's commandments, he summarized it in one phrase, and it was to love one another.
虽然他讲很多的教训,
even though he mentioned various teachings,
但是命令的总归, 把它归纳起来就是爱。
But the summary and conclusion of the commandments came down to love.
所以说我们如果真的明白基督的教训,
if we truly understand the teaching of Christ,
那我们做出来的一定就是爱,
then our actions will show this love.
如果一个人说我很明白真理, 可是做出来的这个好像不是爱, 那就
If someone claims to understand the truth but does not show love, then there is a problem and a disconnect.
所以这里讲的就是这个意思。
And so this is the meaning of verse 9.
不能越过基督的教训。
That we cannot not abide in the doctrine of Christ.
越过这个教训不常常守着就没有神了。
Because if we do so, one does not have God.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
这里又说, 常守着教训的就有父又有子。
Here it also says, he who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son.
主耶稣说, 爱我的, 我要爱他, 父也要爱他。
Jesus said that, those who love me, I will also love, and the Father will love.
如果没有守住这个教训, 那就什么都没有。
And without abiding in this doctrine, you cannot have either.
下面告诉我们。
And in verse 10,
说若有人到你们那里不是传这教训，不要接他到家里，也不要问他的安。
Verse 10, if anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house nor greet him.
11,
for he who greets him shares in his evil deeds.
这个是说跟他联合，跟他连在一起。
And verse 10 and 11 talks about partaking and being one with Christ.
这个我们要很谨慎，有一种这种错误的、不合乎真理的教训啊。
And we must have a teaching that is in line with the truth.
不要随便接受。
And we cannot just accept anybody.
你一接受了就把他接到家里去了啊。
Because if we accept anybody and receive them in our homes.
所以有一些我常常对弟兄姐妹说，因为有时候碰到两个来敲门的，你不要让他进来，你就你在。
So sometimes I advise brothers and sisters that if we see other missionaries knocking on our door, to not answer the door.
他们也在说我们相信耶稣，他相信的耶稣跟我们的耶稣完全不一样。
And they claim that they believe in Jesus, but the Jesus they believe in is completely different from ours.
那个摩门教的耶稣跟我们的耶稣不一样。
Because the Jesus of the Mormon Church is completely different from our belief.
好，那个耶和华。 见证人的耶稣跟我们不一样。
And the Jesus preached by Jehovah's Witness is completely different from the Jesus whom we believe.
不要听，听进来不可以，也不要接到他家里，拒绝他。
And we should not listen to what they say or even invite them to our homes.
如果接待他的话，就在他的恶行上有份。
Because if we greet him, then we share in their evil deeds.
因为他是敌基督的。
Because they are considered the Antichrist.
不能够跟他联合,
and so we cannot have part with them.
第十二节。In verse 12.
Having many things to write to you, I do not wish to do so with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak face to face that our joy may be full.
写信是单向的。
And we see that writing a letter is one way.
当面谈是双向的。
But having a conversation face to face is two way.
而且看得到啊。
And what more, you can see them face to face.
这种喜乐才会满足。
And as a result, their joy will be full.
这个是真的。
And this is the truth.
最后一句话说,
Verse 13.
你那蒙拣选的姐妹的儿女都问你安。
The children of your elect sister greet you.
约翰为什么常常会写这样的话？
How come John constantly writes this type of style?
真理里面的东西。
It is because of the truth.
在真理里面呢，真的就是这样的，像这样，这个就亲情嘛，就是像这种亲情这么实在，这么实在。
Because in the truth, there will exist very intimate and true relationships.
教会跟教会之间是姐妹。
And the relationship between different churches is considered sisterly.
而且是永远的,
and it is a relationship that is everlasting.
而且是生命的，真的真正是生命连在一起的姐妹。
And it is a relationship that they truly consider themselves to be sisters.
我们亲姐妹一定是血缘的关系吧。
And real sisters have a blood relationship.
这个是灵的、生命的、属灵生命的关系，姐妹关系。
And this is a relationship between sisters that is spiritual.
所以教会跟教会之间应该有这种姐妹的亲情啊。
So amongst different churches, we must have this kind of sibling relationship.
那他的儿女也是一样。
And between brothers and sisters and children is the same.
就是教会兄弟兄姐妹啊。
And it is towards the brothers and sisters of the church.
大家都是很 彼此相爱嘛，很关心的。
And everyone loves one another and cares for one another.
所以教会是不分说啊，什么地方的教会，什么地方教会。
And so church should not distinguish themselves between different locations.
所以说教会分社再多，还是一个教会。
Because even though churches may be many, it is still one church and one body.
所以今天啊，属灵的真教会啊，遍布全球。 它还是一个教会。
And even if this true church is scattered all around the world, it is only one church.
虽然有些地方有软弱，有些地方有刚强，都是我们的肢体。
And even though some have certain strength and others have certain weaknesses, it is still our body.
我们都要用真理里面的爱彼此关怀。
And we must have this true love to care for them.
哎, 感谢神。
And thank the Lord.
这是约翰所写的这个书信给我们的心得啊。
And this is a letter written by John as an encouragement to us.
哎, 晚上我们就休息到这里。
And this is what we will learn about tonight. Let us sing hymn
127.